Good morning. Welcome to Water Lane Methodist Church this morning. It's lovely to see so many young families here, so many people with a connection with the preschool, former members of staff, current members of staff, and lots of the children who are at preschool and have been in the past. So very warm welcome to you. We do hope you'll join us for coffee after the service and catch up with people. Welcome as well to anybody who's listening to the service later, and especially our friends at Carr's Court. There will be lots of activities for the children during the service this morning, so we hope there'll be plenty to keep everybody busy. Just one reminder, there is a faith lunch here at 1 o'clock on Wednesday this week to plan the programme for Up and Atoms. Up and Atoms is a social group for anybody which has a very wide-ranging programme, and this will be a lunch and an opportunity to put in suggestions for what they do during the year. So Lynn Guy will be organising it, so please have a word with her if you'd like to know more about that. Finally, Susan would just like a word before I welcome our minister, Katie, to lead the rest of the service.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's just a quick notice to say that we will be carrying on with the theme of love that we're exploring today in a special event for young children on the 12th of February, which is our next SK Club. So this is to extend an invitation to people to come on the day, which will be the 12th of February, 4 till 6 in the afternoon, and also a plea to our lovely members for any volunteers who could perhaps come and help me on the day as well. If you'd like to get in touch with me, that would be really helpful. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. It's so exciting to be here this morning. Can you spot something that looks quite nice and scrummy somewhere? Oh, if you spotted it, what is it? Can you tell? A cake. And it's got some candles on the cake. When do we put candles on a cake?
On a birthday.
Well done, yeah. When it's a birthday. And it's a special birthday today for preschool. Does anybody know how old preschool is? Joshua? 50 years old. That's really old, isn't it? It's a 50th birthday for preschool, which is fantastic. And we're going to be celebrating that through our service. But first and foremost, we're going to be celebrating God's love for us and the invitation to journey in love as we grow, whatever age we are. We're going to begin singing a song, Come On and Celebrate. There's lots of instruments down at the front, and there's also some flags, if you'd like to wave a flag as we sing, Come On and Celebrate. Would you like a flag?
Thank you.
back in the pots and the flags back on the stage. There you go. Well done. That's brilliant. If you just want to pop it down, that's great. I'll put those all to the side here. That's super. Well done. Now, Susan's been teaching a prayer at Tiddlywinks and also in the preschool. So there's a very short prayer before we learn another action for our prayers. God's wonderful world. And we're going to learn a new one. It says, we praise you, Lord. So you need thumbs up. Excuse me. Thumbs up. And it simply is, we praise you, Lord, as high as you can get. We praise you, Lord. So first of all, we're going to give thanks for God's wonderful world.
So we'll give thanks for
God's wonderful world. Now, going to see some pictures on the screen of things to give thanks for. Some of you might recognize yourselves because there's some pictures of some of the things that we give thanks for at preschool. But there we've got for rain. For rainbows, plants and flowers. We praise you, Lord. Let's see what's next. For rabbits, I think it's a badger, Carol. Is it a badger? For rabbits, badgers and chicks, we praise you, Lord. For reading books, for learning, for playing lots of games, we praise you, Lord. For lots of time to play and friends to make, we praise you, Lord. For happy times and everything we love, we praise you, Lord. And we're going to end by giving thanks for God's wonderful world.
We give thanks for God's
wonderful world. Amen. Now, can anybody tell me, we're going to see it in a moment on the screen, but see if you can beat me, what's on your preschool jumper? If any of you has a preschool jumper, what animals are on the preschool jumper? What creatures? Does he know what's on? Oh, it's there. They're there. What's there? Josh?
An owl and a
pussycat. The owl and a pussycat. Now, I think there must be hundreds of children who, during preschool, have learnt the story of the owl and the pussycat. But just in case you can't remember the story of the owl and the pussycat, we're going to watch it now. And afterwards, I'll ask you what it's all about. So we might need the lights dimmed so that we can watch The Owl and the Pussycat. Oops. Oh, no, we're going to jump back. Just a minute.
The Owl and the Pussycat. The Owl and the Pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money, wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar, "Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are, what a beautiful pussy you are." Pussy said to the owl, "You elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you seem. Oh, let us be married. Too long we have tarried. But what shall we do for you?" They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the balm tree grows. And there in a wood, a piggywig stood with a ring at the end of his nose, with a ring at the end of his nose. sell for 1 shilling your ring, said the TV. Ah, so they took it away and were married next day by the turkey who lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with a runcible spoon, hand in hand on the edge of the sand. They danced by the light of the moon, the moon.
What's it about? How would you describe the story of the owl and the pussycat? Oscar, what do you think, Oscar? Not sure? No? What happens in the story? What happens with the ring? What do they use the ring for? Yeah? Yeah, they get married. It's a love story. They go on a journey of love, and on their journey of love, they find a ring so that they could get married and dance by the light of the moon. They dance by the light of the moon. A really romantic love story. They go on a journey of love. And we're going to hear a reading which invites us to go on a journey of love. And we're celebrating love today. You know, one of the things that's so special about the preschool, that in addition to all the wonderful things that everybody learns, there's such a special atmosphere of love, where everybody's cared and nurtured in love. We're placed to grow in love. Now, Joshua and Olivia both came to preschool. They're now at school, and they're going to come and read our reading for us. Stand here, because that's a bit big still, isn't it? And then, who's starting? Who's starting?
The reading is taken from Matthew, chapter 4, readings verses 18 to 22. Jesus calls the first disciples. As he walks by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And they said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their net and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
Brilliant. Can we give them a round of applause? Well, no, stay there a second. We're going to hear some more memories in a moment. Now, in that reading, we have an invitation to follow Jesus. You know, we learn by copying and we learn by following. We copy our teachers because they know things that are good for us to learn. We learn by copying and following. Now, if any of the children want to come and stand at the front here, I'm going to do something and see if you can follow me. Does anybody want to brave enough? Or you can do it from where you are if you want. Let's see if Susan can do it first. Yeah? Right. Should do it a little bit more slowly, shouldn't I? Was that a bit too quick at the end? So, can you follow me? Do you want to have a go? Yeah, do you want to come and have a go? Right. If you want to stand, wait on. Oh, you can. You can. If you stand on that, actually, you can come and stand up here. I'll stand here, and you come up here. Is that better? Right. Okay. Let's see what we should do. Are you getting too difficult? Give them a round of applause. Well done. There you go. Now, I wonder, why did Jesus ask the disciples to follow him? I was thinking, why did he ask them to follow him? You know, I think he asked them to follow him because he wanted to show them how to live in the way of love and peace and goodness. But he also said, I want you to fish for other people. I thought, why does he want them to fish for other people? Because he wanted all the other people to learn to walk in the way of love, to learn how to be good and kind and patient. So Jesus said, follow me, do what I do, and learn the way of love. And that's what we all do in our families at home, following our parents and our teachers and our grandparents and our friends, so that we might all grow in the way of love. Now, the good thing, when we choose to follow Jesus and follow the way of love, we know that God is always with us. So Susan's got a song that some of the children already know. We can... So again, if the children want to come to the front...
miming now, going to do some acting. Now, I think all the preschool children and anybody that comes to Tiddlywinks will know this song because we've sung it loads and loads. And we start by doing the actions for climbing. Yeah? Shall we do that? So would the children like to come round here at the front so that we could do some miming? And we'll do some dancing. Yeah? Are we ready? Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready. Yeah. Shall we just go for it? Yes. Climbing, climbing. Oh, sorry. Shall we start? Sorry. If I go climbing, climbing, climbing. If I go climbing, God is there. If I go climbing on the highest mountain, God is there, because he is everywhere. Oh, you need to sit down and row. Get into your boat. You ready to row? I go rowing, rowing, rowing. If I go rowing, God is there. If I go rowing on the widest river, God is there, because he is everywhere. Do you want to sit down? Do you want to sit down? That's it, good girl. Swimming. Right, we're ready to do some swimming now. Exercise. You ready for swimming?
If I go swimming, swimming, swimming. If I go swimming, God is there. If I go swimming to the bottom of the ocean, God is there, because he is everywhere.
Ready? You need to get into your car now. Sit with your car. You need your steering wheel in front of you. Perhaps buckle up, put your seatbelts on. Are we ready? And
if I go driving, driving, driving. If I go driving, God is there. If I go driving far away, God is there, because he is everywhere.
Brilliant. Oh, we can stand up for this one. We're standing up for this verse. Are we ready to be an aeroplane?
Flying, flying, flying. If I go flying, God is there. If I go flying in the biggest aeroplane, God is there, because he is everywhere.
Sleeping, so down on the back, down on the floor, nice and comfortable. And
if I go sleeping, sleeping, sleeping. If I go sleeping, God is there. If I go sleeping on the darkest night, God is there, because he is everywhere.
Oh, good acting, everyone. Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause.
We want you to stay in the same place for a moment. Now, there's a picture playing in the sand tray. Now, there's a story of a little boy who was playing in the sand tray. And he had a car, and he was making roads in the sand around the sand tray. But there was a big boulder, big stone right in the middle. And he didn't want to drive his cars around the edge of the boulder. He wanted it out of the way. He wanted to be able to take his car right through the middle. And so he decided he was going to move it out of the way. But it was really heavy and big. So he pushed and he pushed, and then he tried sitting on his bottom, and he tried pushing with his feet and again pushing with his hands to move this big stone to the edge of the sandpit out of the way. It wasn't enough to get it just to the edge. He wanted it out completely. But there was a lip, an edge to the sand tray, and every time he pushed it up, it just rolled back down again. And he pushed it up and it rolled back down, and he pushed it up and he rolled back down. And eventually he burst into tears. He was so frustrated that he'd not been able to get the stone out of the sand tray. And then his dad came, and his dad said, "Why didn't you use all the strength that you've got?" And he said, "But Daddy, I used all of the strength that I've got and I still couldn't move it." And his dad said, "You didn't use all of your strength because you didn't ask me." And what he wanted to say was that you don't have to do everything on your own. You can ask me for help and I will be your strength. You know, lots of things aren't easy the first time we try to do them, and we can ask for help. We can ask our teachers or mums or dads or the people who look after us. We can ask for help, and that's how we learn, asking for help. And the story also tells us as adults too, we can always keep asking for help. We can ask in prayer for the wisdom and the strength and the love we need for each day. Giving thanks for teachers today as well. I'm going to see if they're going to be brave enough. Shall I ask and see if anybody who's a teacher at preschool would like to stand up? Come on, Becky. Lead the way.
Come on, Carol. Carol.
And there's Anne. If you used to be, so there's Anne and Becky and Julie and Donna and Carol's. Oh, there you are, Carol. I thought you were hiding. Yeah. And anybody who used to be a teacher at preschool? Oh, there we are. That's brilliant. There's Liz and Jill and Anne. Thank you so much for joining us today. Shall we give them a big thank you? Great clap for all of their hard work. Really important to have teachers to teach us. And we're going to sing a song about teaching, but this time we're asking Jesus to teach us in the way of love. Again, there's lots of flags and there's instruments. And it's about, first start saying, "Teach me to dance." So if you want to dance, however old you are, you can dance. Want an instrument or a flag?
Could you have a big one? Yeah. Would you like to have that one there? That's it. That's lovely. I've got some more. We've got some more here. Oh, we've got some more little ones.
you just want to stay here at the front. Now, you were very good at miming when we were doing the climbing of the mountains. Anybody mind putting on clothes? What, when you put, when you get dressed in the morning, yes, you want to. How do you get dressed in the morning? Yeah, so maybe you put your trousers on and arms and head through and put your top on. Yeah, can you do that? Is that mime getting, oh, that's it, and getting dressed? Or you might button up a cardigan and you put some socks on. And have you got some clothes for us?
Yes, I have.
But what I need to do is actually have some teams of people. So I need five volunteers. So I need five, first of all. Would you like to be one, two, three, four, five? Okay. Would you five like to come and stand here? And then would the rest of you like to sit around here? Well, stand around here. Mayul, do you want to come forward? No, okay. Do you want to come and stand down here? Right. And it's going to be the job of these five here to clothe the little children here in love. Okay? We'll see how that works. What we'll do is, we haven't actually got enough for a complete outfit for everybody, so your job, your five job, is to make sure that every one of those have either got a hat or a tabard or a uniform, and that all of them have got a harp so that they're clothed in love. Okay? And shall we time you to see how long that takes to happen? Shall we do that? Yeah? Okay. Are you ready? I've got my timer ready. Okay. You ready? Get set. Go.
Imagining what it's like if not only we get dressed in the morning, but we put on a layer of love.
Is it work? Is it work? Not really.
Who's willing to have a helmet?
Oh, well done. Well done, Aria. Very good. Well done. And are you having one? Have you managed to? Right, would you like to
does
give them a heart?
Like, does anybody
Let's give them
want
a heart
a
so they're clothed in love. Would you
anybody
like to do
want
that?
A jacket?
Would you like to put that on? What's your name? What's your name? Grace, would you like to give... Grace has got a heart. So, Adrian, would you like to give Aria a heart?
Oh, that's okay.
Would you like to give one to Aria as well? Okay, I'll give one to Aria. There's a heart. And have you got a heart? Have we got everyone clothed with a heart? Would you like to give Obi a heart? Look, down there. Excellent. Would you like to have... You need to have a heart, don't you? Is that everybody with a heart? There we go. One for you, one for Georgia. There's
that's
your
okay.
own special heart.
Okay. Now, it says about in the morning, we should put on love. So as well as putting on your jumper and your trousers or your skirt and your socks and shoes, to put on love. And imagine every morning putting on love and kindness. The passage also talks about giving thanks. And we're going to give thanks for preschool by first of all looking at some photographs. So if you have a seat, you can stay with those clothes and have a look at the screen. You might spot some photo. If you're at preschool at the moment, you might spot a photograph of yourselves.
Do you want to come and sit round here now? Just all down. Yeah, brilliant.
Says the preschool, and again, we might need the light. The preschool has celebrated thousands of birthdays. Does anybody spot themselves? Anybody seen one of you? And it's some might be some children from before as well, because I think I can spot Olivia on there.
I can see Olivia.
Yeah. Says if they've seen thousands of children grow and thrive. We've investigated and celebrated the world created for us. We've learned. Oops, it's jumped. We've learnt about and cared for the animals around us and celebrated the miracle of life. Some of us remember last year seeing the chicks, because they actually visited us on Sunday morning, didn't they? Lots of lovely animals you've seen. I think there was a whole safari one day. We've learned and developed skills for life. Oops, sorry. We've celebrated special festivals and events. Some lovely pictures there from both Christmas and Bastille Day, the Queen's birthday, Eid, Diwali, Remembrance Day, lots of things celebrated throughout the year. We've seen many of friendship develop and bloom. The happiness in the children's eyes brings us joy. I can spot some children who are on the photographs there. We've involved ourselves with the local community. Trips out to the shops, to the fire station, people coming in to visit, to the supermarket. And we've been surrounded by amazing and supportive parents. Some of you might be there too. I know Carol always says we have amazing parents. So thank you, parents, for all the support that you give. You know, the very special thing about our preschool is that it's a community preschool. It's really run by everybody who is part of the family of preschool. Carol says we've enjoyed many activities with the church and valued the relationship we have. We could not do our job without you. And there's pictures from coming to visit the Christmas trail. Oh, and there, finally, the picture once more of the sand tray. We give thanks today for everybody involved in preschool who helps us all continue to grow in the way of love. Going to sing a song that some of you know now, and it's called The Big Family of God, because we celebrate that preschool is part of our church family. We're all one big family. However old we are, from the tiniest baby, what's his name again?
Ethan.
How old is Ethan?
2 months old.
2 months old. Ethan's just 2 months old, and Muriel over here is 100. Years old, had a 100th birthday not far away. So from tiny baby Ethan to Muriel and everybody in between, we're one big family. And actually we'll probably stand with this one. All of the actions that you need are on the screen. Again, if you don't like the actions, just sing along. With us, our big and
you and you.
body, or at least for the adults, you've got a heart. And on your heart, I want you to just, if you want to write, there are some pens somewhere which you can get round if you haven't, to just give thanks to somebody who has taught you in the way of love. It might have been a teacher from school. You know, I found some old letters last night, and I was reading one. It was one of my youth group leaders, and she was just so amazing that, you know, I really want to give thanks for Margaret because she had a big impact on me. So it might be somebody from preschool who taught you. It might be a parent or grandparent or aunt or cousin or friend. And we're going to use those hearts a bit later on. But all of the children now have been so brilliant. We're going to have a slight fun challenge because in a moment we're going to hear a reading and I'm going to share something with the adults. But at the back there's loads of activities for the children. So it might be a bit of fun. What are you going to go and do?
Right. What I think I'll do is actually open the doors.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll open the doors. And if all of the children could come to draw around their foot, so that we can have a footprint, because we're going to make a great big picture of a pathway, because we're all going to walk in the way of love. So if we could have some footprints. We're also going to make some hearts. We've got some hearts that we're going to decorate. And we've got some streamers that we're going to make at the back. Okay. So I think there are some from the who know who you are, who are going to come and help with those activities as well, please. But if all the children would like to make their way to the back now, and if they'd like to start by going outside the door so that we can do drawing round your feet.
Brilliant.
That would be brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you. And while they're drawing feet, John is going to come and read us that passage that I mentioned about being clothed in love. Susan, want to take... Courtney, would you like to go with them? No, do you want to stay here?
Would you like to come and draw this, there's a heart that we're going to make as well.
So John's going to read to us the passage from Colossians.
The reading is from Colossians chapter 3, reading verses 12 to 17. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.
Thank you, John. But a short reflection while the children are busy with all those activities. And I had a really special day yesterday, and via Facebook I connected with a childhood friend from the summer of 1982. I spent 6 weeks over in Tennessee, I'd say as a very young child, but for calculating dates, but it was one of those joyous days yesterday where we rekindled a friendship and just chatted the whole day, despite not having been in touch for over 25 years. And we ended up trying to put the world to rights. My friend who lives in Washington, D.C., had come over here to escape some of the things going on over there. So you can get a glimpse of where our conversations might have taken us. What do we do? She asked. How can we change a language of fear and hate, where lies are told to persuade another, where those who disagree are utterly disrespected for it? I guess there are many ways in which we can try and respond to that question. But first and foremost, it surely has to start with us, how we live, how we model relationships, how we model problem solving and disagreements with our children, grandchildren, with colleagues, friends, and family. Interestingly, the how we do that is summarized in our passage. The passage is St. Paul's answer to her question. It follows a passage where St. Paul describes behavior that tears families and communities apart, where lying, anger, and greed, amongst other things, eventually becomes destructive of the people involved, let alone those on the receiving end. His answer is almost a summary of the way of love that Jesus taught. You know, the very early name for Christianity was simply the way of compassion, although sometimes described in other translations as being tender-hearted, the way of kindness, the way of humility, of meekness, patience, the way of forgiveness, the way of love. They're not just sentimental words. Love for Paul always meant practical action. Meekness is one of those words often understood. We automatically think of meekness as something weak. Yet it meant power that was controlled. It was originally used to refer to a strong and powerful horse whose power had been channeled. And here for us, meekness means devoting our strength to God's agenda and priorities, laying aside our power and status in order to empower and enrich others. They sound nice things, some of them summarized there from that reading. But if you've seriously tried to forgive someone who's wronged you, if you've seriously tried to be compassionate and patient with the person who really riles you, you will know that it's not easy. And so he gives two bits of advice. He says that we should keep the way of peace at the heart of our decision making, and that we should let God's word, his love and his wisdom dwell within us so that it will be our strength. I've mentioned probably too many times already to the congregation here the story of Olive. Olive, a member in one of my last churches, who at age 90 asked for a Bible study group because she wanted to keep learning. I had the joy of speaking to Olive just after Christmas. Olive's now 99, and she said she's a bit upset that she can no longer host the Bible study group, but she still goes. She goes to the minister's house where they meet for Bible study, because at 99 she still loves focusing on God's word so that she might be filled with God's love. And her passion for learning and letting God's word dwell deeply within her is so obvious in the way that she lives her life. She's radiant with love. Richard Rohr, again also a current teacher, says the way of love and compassion and forgiveness and justice and mercy isn't easy. He says you have to deliberately, consciously choose not to hate. You have to work to live in love. You have to work to develop a generosity of spirit, a readiness to smile, a willingness to serve instead of to take. But he also says that when we turn to God's word, we can draw on the very source of love, and we gain strength by turning to that love, a source of love which never ends and never fails. I didn't have many good answers for my friend yesterday, certainly no quick fixes between us. But we were both sure that if we truly asked for love each day and the wisdom to be loving each day, and if every single one of us sought to live in that way of love and peace and goodness, of kindness and patience and humility, surely the world would be a better place. And so we hear anew the invitation from that first reading of Jesus inviting each and every one of us to follow in the way of love. I said at the beginning, we can't change the world without starting with ourselves. We can't change the world without leading our own children, our own young people, in the way of love. I do give thanks today for the preschool. You know, it is such a special place. If you have the opportunity at some point, invited to go and visit, there is always such a lovely, calm buzz of activity, but such a warmth of love in every room. And that's down to all of the staff who work there. We give thanks for a preschool that's a precious place, which is there not only to teach the many skills that children need as they journey in life, but to just enfold them and nurture them so that they might continue to grow in love, complementing all that they learn from their parents at home. So we thank you for their teachers who model love and patience and kindness and compassion. We thank you for parents, for the work that you do. Know that sometimes it's a very frustrating and exhausting job to be a parent, but what a wonderful job it is to model love to your children. We thank you for the gift of love and the invitation for each of us to journey into the love of God. Amen. As the children are finishing activities, we turn to our prayers. There'll just be some pauses. Doesn't matter if there's a lovely buzz of activity from behind us. We give thanks and we pray for others. Let's pray. We give thanks for the freedom to gather in worship. We remember in prayer those who don't share such liberty of faith. We give thanks for the education offered to our children here and through local schools. We particularly thank you for Carol, Christine and Becky, Donna, Julie, Alison, Anne, Linda and Janice, and all who work within the preschool. We thank you for Jill and Liz and Anne and the many others who've served and worked here over the last 50 years. We remember in prayer those children who are sent to work at a young age, and we pray for all those seeking to end childhood working. We give thanks for the shelter of our homes. We remember in prayer all those who have had to leave their homes for whatever reason in recent times. We give thanks for free access to medical care. And we remember in prayer all those who lack such basic care that we take for granted. We give thanks for the peace that we enjoy in our nation. And we remember in prayer those nations at war. We pray for all working in diplomacy to try and bring peace. We pray today for those who we know to be unwell. We ask your healing hand upon them and ask that they might know that they are enfolded in your love. Help us to share that love with them, to be channels of your love and grace. We especially thank you today for our preschool. We thank you for every child in our Sunday kids group here, for all of the children who are part of our lives, each so unique and precious in your eyes, and we ask your blessing upon each one of them. Help each of us today and always to walk in the way of your love. In your name and in your strength we pray. Amen. We join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us, and the words are on the screen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now we're going to sing our last hymn, but I don't know. Oh, first of all, our offering will be received as our offering just for the work of the church here, while we work out where we're up to with our activities before our last song. Thank you.
Well, we could bring the feet through, but yes. Or. And I think any children who've actually made themselves their streamer, if they'd like to use the streamer during this song, that would be a good thing. Yeah. I think she'd like it to be brought to the front if we could.
Right.
Yes, we could do. Should we put it? Yeah. If I bring this out here. Spare red could go into here, couldn't it? That's all cut out. No, that's not cut out. Would you mind just doing that, actually? Would you? Just, that would just be really helpful, and we could get the get this through into the church. Oh yes, brilliant. Thank you. Could somebody help me carry it into church though for the she wants us back in. Yeah.
As tradition, we tend to stand as the offering is brought forward. Thank you. Now, if you want to just keep holding that for a moment for me, let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you and praise you for your gift of love. We thank you for everybody named on the hearts that we have written on, for the love that they have or shared with us in the past, that has helped us in our lives. We ask that you will receive our thanksgiving for them and our gifts so that they might be used in your love and your service. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you. We have a fantastic path walking in the way of love, to which our hearts will be added later on.
Do you want to put the scissors at that end to just hold it there?
Yes. I'm going to try and lift it first of all. Fantastic feat from so many children, both at preschool and at school. Thank you for those footsteps walking in the way of love. And we'll add the hearts later to it. Thank you. We're going to sing our final song, after which we will light some candles on the cake. But any children want to use your streamers, instruments or flags as we sing? Shine, Jesus, shine. You might not get
at the end to hold that.
Oh, right. We thank you and praise you once more for your love. We pray that we might mirror that love in our lives as we journey in your name. Fill us with your love, we pray, and may we go with the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Candles have been lit on this beautiful cake that one of the parents Jess has made for us. So we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Free School. Happy birthday. Candles out, and let's give Carol.